It's Friday night, and that means football on TSN. Tonight, Riders, Ticats, come on in.
Killer Carpe Diem.
That's right. It's me. It's me. It's Killer Carpe Diem. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks, year 2017. We're going into week 18. As always, from what you've heard at the top of the show, joining me, Mr. Old School.
It's Carp's fault the Owls game rained out.
What else was my fault at the game?
It was also your fault that they played 90% of the action on the opposite end zone, so I couldn't see anything. I found the turkey leg to be a little bit subpar for the value.
Oh, yeah, that's why you consumed two of them in 12 seconds.
But they were so good. Yeah, it's true.
There's something else you blame me for, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, the poncho. But didn't you buy me one?
Oh, yeah, actually, I bought you one and gave you my good one.
Oh, that worked. Yeah, it's your fault.
So, but you still blame me for that somehow.
Hold on. I don't think I blamed you for the poncho.
I'm pretty sure you blamed me. But I did tell Heavy that we kept telling Charlie she was going to get a football to the face.
Yeah, that was great. It was like 30 yards away, didn't even clear the fence, and Charlie jumps. I'm like, how do you have that much of a distance, like, differential? Do you not notice it's 30 yards away from your face? Like, I did not get that.
She's blind and she doesn't wear glasses.
No, she had her glasses on.
She did?
Check the photo on Facebook. She had the glasses on, and it was still 30 yards away, and she still jumped.
All right. And speaking of Heavyset, joining us, our Iron Man of CFL East Picks, Heavyset.
So what you're saying is it wasn't your fault.
It wasn't. Apparently, I could somehow control weather, according to Mr. Old School.
The only game he recommends we go to, it pisses rain the entire game, and the second we leave the stadium, it's fine.
No, you have to tell him that it wasn't your fault.
Oh. Hey, look, we're heading down to Cleveland, and I'm watching a Aaron Rodgers-less Packers, so...
That's you know what you get. School? Karma's a bitch, Carp.
Fuck you.
Karma's a bitch.
That's it. Punch in the face. Hey, for Survivor Series.
Are we going to talk? Yes. Are we going to talk about the passive aggressive incident we saw walking back to the metro? Only in Canada. But the parking. The guy. So one dude was blocking another guy, and the guy's trying to get out, and he's sitting there, and he finally gets out. He's like, you know what? You have a good Thanksgiving. And the other guy's like, yeah, you have a good Thanksgiving too. I was almost going to be like, hey, what are you doing, lady? You want to go for a fucking drink? Yeah, maybe I want to go for a fucking drink. You want to go for a fucking drink? Yeah, I want to go for a fucking drink. I love you, man. I fucking love you too, man.
Yeah, man. Are you sorry? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Only in Canada.
Yeah. Timbit?
You want to get Timbit? Yeah, maybe I want to get a fucking Timbit. You want to get a fucking Timbit?
Just for the record, I'll be at this Sunday's Browns game, even though this isn't NFL. Currently, the weather is calling for a 0% chance of rain.
Oh, that means you're getting snow.
Yeah, if Carp were there, there'd be a tornado.
Even though I don't think that's possible in Cleveland.
With Carp, anything's possible.
I mean, maybe. You never know. Let's start off with some unfortunate, sad news. The CFL community is mourning the loss of a Canadian icon. Gord Downie passed away Tuesday evening, and the Tragically Hip has released a formal statement. Last night, Gord quietly passed away with his beloved children and family close by. Gord knew this day was coming. His response was to spend this precious time, as he always had, making music, making memories, and expressing deep gratitude to his family and friends for a life well-lived. Often sealed it with a kiss on the lips. Gord Downie's known for a while. He's been dying. He had aggressive brain cancer. He had a big final showing at a big concert in Kingston where a lot of Canadians were watching that, and there was some crying going on. Downie and the music of the Tragically Hip is always going to be linked to sports in Canada, and they had a great performance at the 2004 Grey Cup, which we'll close out this evening's show. So, Gord, rest in peace, buddy. I don't know if you're in a better place now, but thankfully you're no longer suffering. Thoughts? Tragically Hip?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't a huge fan, although I did like Head by a Century and Courage. Those are my two favorite. And the guy's a Canadian icon, and I think it was cool that he spent his last few days with his fans and actually did a live concert tour just to say goodbye. I mean, how fucking amazing is that? So, yeah, like I'll echo what you said. You know, he's in a better place, and, you know, he's done suffering, and he was a great talent.
Heavy, you ever hear the Hip?
This is the Canadian version of Tom Petty?
Well, not really Tom Petty, but they're a band, and Tom Petty is a solo artist with his Freebirds.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
Maybe when we get out there, we can introduce you to the music of Tragically Hip. He has a song, New Orleans is Sinking, which was quite apropos before it actually was sinking. Okay, I mean, news, Calgary scrapes by with a win this week. Nothing really special about it. They just barely put away a team that was sub 300. So I don't know how that happened. Maybe they were just half not the starting squad, but still with another win. Alouettes, thankfully, couldn't lose this week because they didn't play. But no news coming out. There's a family four pack if you want to go to the game on Sunday. Old school.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's a dollar less than the last game.
No, I'm good.
But, yeah, okay. Thanks. Okay. All right.
But think about how much money you'd be saving American.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, right. Nissan power rankings are not updated, so screw them. So let's go to the CFL Easy Pick standings. Still in first with a perfect week. Heavy set.
Is this like my second perfect week?
I think it might be your second perfect week.
Son of a bitch.
This season. As well with the perfect week, me moving me up to 42 points.
So much.
Third place, our lovable third place in the single parent Olympics.
Yes.
Mr. Old School.
Yes, baby.
38 points. With 38 points. Fourth place, Koinier West with 37. Fifth place, DeMayer with 31. Sixth, Coolio with 29. And seventh place, the Nightmare X with 6 points.
Meanwhile, I still can't make NFL picks to save my life, except for the Survivor League. I'm the only one without any strikes whatsoever.
Pretty good.
If we would have did the one strike and you're out, I'd won. But yep. I'm the dumbass that said, oh, let's do 3 strikes. So we're still going. But I think I forget what week it is. You have to put in 2 picks.
Oh.
So at some point, because I asked, like, oh, do you want to do this? I'm like, ooh, that's kind of like, makes it harder. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. So games this week. Starting Friday night, October 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have the 8-7 Saskatchewan Rough Riders facing the 13-1-1 Calgary Stampeders. The Stampeders are a 9.5-point favorite. Let's start with our third place guy, Mr. Old School.
Stamps.
Mr. Heavyset.
Stamps.
Yeah. I believe Stamps secure first and home field advantage throughout with a win this week, so they're going to get it over with. Saturday, 21st at 4 p.m., we have the 11-4 Winnipeg Blue Bombers facing the 7-9 Toronto Argonauts. The Argonauts are a 1.5-point favorite. Heavy.
Argos.
I'm taking Bombers. Old school.
Blue Bombers.
As well, Saturday at 10 p.m., we have the 9-6 Edmonton Eskimos visiting the 6-9 BC Lions. The Lions are a 1.5-point favorite. I'm going to take the Lions. Old school.
Lions.
Heavy.
Lions.
And finally, on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern, we have the 4-11 Hamilton Tiger Cats visiting the 3-12 Montreal Alouettes. Hamilton is a favorite by 3.5 at this time. We'll start with old school.
Fuck the Owls. Hamilton.
I'm going to take the Owls. Heavy.
I'll go Owls.
Owls. Perfect. That'll do our picks for this week. So for any of the Stable Warriors who are playing who listen, you got to get your picks in by Friday, October 20th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Twitter? Nada. Oh, so old school, as per your...
Are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure.
I think you should check again.
Oh, I got to refresh, I guess?
I think you should refresh.
Aw, you're a bastard.
Oh, no, I want to see it.
You're a bastard. At CFL Easy Picks, from at NFL Easy Picks, will Aaron Rodgers be playing against the Browns?
Yes. That's fucking great.
Glorious. Glenn's NFL easy picks is a dick.
Fucking mop.
I'm so sad. I'm like, it had to happen. It had to happen the year I was finally going to see the Packers play. I mean, I'm sure they're still going to beat the Browns, which I'm not too worried about, but still, come on. Well, why?
Let me tell you a really interesting story. Back in 2000 and I want to say it was 9, me and my ex celebrated our 1-year anniversary, and one of the gifts she got me was a ticket to go see the Cavs play. This was the year that Shaq was playing, and I am a huge Shaq fan. I have a jersey from every single team he's played on, and almost all but one is an adult size, because I have 2 left from when I was a kid. And I was going to witness Shaq play with the Cavs. That was the year he was here. Fucking injured about a week later after I got the gift. He wasn't even at the game at that point. I was so fucking upset. Wait,
did you say 2000? Dude, we may have been in the same stadium at the same time because, oh no, I saw Shaq play in Cleveland. So no.
Oh yeah, because yeah, he wasn't even there. He wouldn't play. They played against Detroit, which earlier that month was in March. Earlier that month, they played against Detroit and they had a Cavs Snuggies night. And that was like a big deal. I ended up buying one off eBay. Side note, but the game that I went to, the free thing was a box of macaroni and cheese.
The game I went to, it was ironically enough, I'm going to see another Wisconsin team play another Cleveland team in Cleveland. It was the Bucks against the Cavs, and it was
old or young at that point.
Who, the Bucks?
Yeah.
Well, they barely lost to Cleveland.
Were they old or young?
I don't remember.
Were the Bucks young?
Oh. Nah. You didn't get it? Yeah, no, I get it now. I'm a little slow in the head most of the time.
I've seen them play in Cleveland.
Oh, well then. Yeah, no, they'll Milwaukee Bucks. And the deal was if Cleveland held them under a certain amount of points, everybody in the stadium got a free taco from Taco Bell.
Yeah, it's that's every home game. It's under 100 points. No, if they score more than 100 points, and if they hold the opposing team under so many points.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about the special? Well, Heavy won't know, but Carp, do you know about the special McDonald's now for the Habs?
If the Canadians score first, you get free fries. How do you cash that in? That's what I'm wondering.
Oh, you need the app. So as long as you have the McDonald's app, you just drive up to the drive-thru. You say, hey, I got a coupon for a free fry. You show up, you scan, you get a free fry.
Stupid that the Habs are fucking atrocious this year.
Yeah, well, as long as they keep scoring first, I don't care if they lose. I just want my free fries.
There's something similar. You don't even have to be at the game. I think the Cavs have that with McDonald's, too.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so yeah, if the Habs score first, the Habs, like Quebec water. If the Habs score first, yeah, I was with my mom on Sunday, went to go get a coffee, got a free French fry. Thank you very much.
For us, it's not if they score first, it's if they win.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How about the Blue Jays?
Oh, fuck.
It's okay. Get them back with how about the Indians in the postseason?
The second the Jays were out, I don't give a shit about baseball until next year.
Oh, so you stop giving a shit about them about game 7 of the season?
Yeah. Honestly, like by June, I was like, fuck baseball. It's not happening this year.
And it's probably not happening next year either.
Yeah, didn't they fire like half the front office?
Yeah, a bunch of the front office. Bautista's going bye-bye. And they've pretty much said they're not re-signing him. So.
Oh, he's an old piece of shit anyway. Yeah. Get rid of him.
All right, so plugs and final thoughts. We'll start with old school.
Check out H2O episode of Hanging with Heavy. It's where I break the fourth wall, talk about my life and times. And
I don't think you actually break a fourth wall.
No, I don't really. But why?
Well, are you breaking the fourth wall? Are we going to break the fourth wall now?
Well, I do mention my real name on it if you want to find out. Real first name. Also, Hanging with Heavy, there's a bunch of good episodes too, but check mine out first. That'd be the icebreaker, and then check out all the other ones.
And if anybody tweets us, I will give away Old School's full work address.
Okay, hold on. Just deliver.
I hate you so much.
Just be sure to deliver it via Andy Transportation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Nobody needs to get that.
I don't know about anti-transportation, but Valleyfield, Quebec is like a redneck area of Quebec. Like they have boating regattas and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Old School's ever been to Valleyfield from the sound of it.
No, I've been there.
Okay. Heavy, plugs and final thoughts?
Just the normal stuff. You know, hanging with Heavy here on the network, like Old School mentioned. At least he mentioned on this show, not like he mentioned it on his other show.
Why are you so bitter? Fuck, I forgot to mention it.
Never mentions the other shows he's on.
You're so bitter.
He only thinks about himself because he's a selfish asshole.
What the fuck? Coming in with the deep stabbing fuck this afternoon.
They don't know.
That's true. Yeah, fuck you. It's this afternoon.
It's 6 a.m. That's when we're recording, okay?
It's 6 a.m. somewhere.
And wrestling cheers, regular stuff with that. I got nothing else really going on. I feel like I need to take a break, though. I'm starting to, like, wear myself out on podcast.
Mm. Well, just make sure you save yourself for second week of December.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to do that.
I gave up a singing concert and a trip to Vancouver to go see you. So there you go. Feel important.
Yeah,
I feel important when you bring a box full of Canadian candy and snacks that you can't find here, but I will repay you with buying local beer.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. Speaking of our December trip, Old School, we have to get together some point and actually plan things.
Well, I'm off all of next week, so evening, weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we'll figure it out. So
yeah.
So then just have me over for TLC and we'll figure it out. It doesn't have to be everybody else. It could just be me.
Done.
So
done.
All right.
And Charlie.
No, Charlie can go fuck yourself. Bye.
As for this show at CFL EastPicks or CFLEastPicks at gmail.com, it's our last season. So it's probably our last season. So get your tweets and stuff in. As for myself at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter. As for the other big show, allbeerinside.com.
Where is the big show?
Or allbeerinside at gmail.com. Once the episode is released, you get to hear Old School squirm while watching a horror death from Final Destination.
Me and Final Destination make for some good audio.
What the? Oh my God.
It was a nail on the fucking balance board, dude. It was just the most, I can't even think about it.
Yeah, right. And we'll end it out here. The outro this week will be the Tragically Hip's halftime performance of 2004. Have a good night, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big Ottawa welcome for the Tragically Hip.
Tragically Hip. We'll take a break when we return to Frank Clair Stadium. Highlights and analysis from the first half of this 92nd Grey Cup game.